But we've been doing this whole story, and his mind has been fixated on the end of the girl's bloody leg.
That blood all over it. Blood. Blood, I tell you.
It's time for the emergency break of
the
week.
Call them right now.
I'm all bloody.
What?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
What did you say?
By a wheels-off comment.
You said that you were all bloody.
Or technical meltdown.
And as Blitzer stepped up, Greenfield placed his...
What's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I don't know. Are we still on?
Greenfield placed...
What is going on?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
This is so funny. I don't know why this tickles me so much. Greenfield placed his hand in the small of Blitzer's back to help him up.
Why is that so funny?
Still the hardest I think I've laughed.
I know. I was about to say, I think that is the hardest I've ever heard you laugh on the show, and it still makes me laugh every time I hear it.
That was a grown man helping another grown man up one step on the set of CNN by placing his hand in the small of the other man's back. One step.
So unnecessary. All right, it is time for another edition of the E-Break. We'll give you three stop-down moments, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Now, let's see. Let's start off with bad radio. Now, from time to time, as much as Bob and Dan love each other, they will have a fight. Now, this is not... I would say a top five Bob and Dan fight. But Dan got what he wanted here. He's poking Bob with a stick, a Packers stick, the week after the Packers lose that game with Seattle. Now, this week, wouldn't you just leave Bob alone? Like last night, I gave Bob a pat on the back and said, man, I know it's been a tough week. Mm-hmm. To lose a game like that, it's just, how do you ever get over that? And we were talking about that, you know, with him last night, about, you got to start that long road back and all that. So we shared a very sad sports moment with Bob last night. But on his show, of course, he's going to have darts thrown at him. And they got into a conversation on the 90s Cowboys and how if Dallas would have beaten San Francisco in that 95 championship game that, you know, they could have maybe won four straight. No one's done that in the Super Bowl era. And then Bob tries to make a case for the 60s Packers who won three straight, but one of those was not a Super Bowl year. So they get him on the technicality, and finally they make Bob stop talking, and that shows you that he's ticked.
And if you want to discuss unbelievable things in sports history that almost happened, given that there's only been one three-peat in NFL history, I would imagine a four-peat would be well-remembered.
Who did
there
three?
Hasn't been a three-peat.
Yeah, there has. The 65, 66, and 67 Lombardi Packers.
Nah, oh, well, doesn't count.
Was the first one a Super Bowl? Then it's not a three-peat.
It's an NFL championship game.
No. Is it a Super Bowl? Count.
It's a three-peat.
No,
it's
not doesn't a count. It's not recognized as such.
No, it's not a Super Bowl.
They didn't play football before 1967?
They said many times during this broadcast, and they've always said, no one has ever won three Super Bowls
right.
in a row.
No, that's true. That part is true.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Interesting. Well, anyway, a four-peat. A four-peat. That's
when football started.
Wait, Jim Brown's going to be disappointed to hear this. But the
just like a Packer fan.
I know. You can't even tell him
you
anything.
You can't reason with a Packer fan, I've always said. So, let's start listening to some audio. Or do you got more?
On what?
Oh, man.
Wow. Bob just sighed and then stopped.
Stop talking. What else you got on what? Just total give up. Man, Donnie and Dan, what jerks to do that to Bob on this week when they have such a tough loss.
Don't kick a guy when he's down like that.
No. And then there's the great Gordo who had Hoover confusion earlier this week.
And that had a whole conspiracy theory of itself, whether the government was behind the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Because Hoover... Herbert Hoover, head of the FBI.
Jagger.
Who did I say? Herbert Hoover.
Yeah, he was the president. Yeah.
Little old.
Herbert Hoover was a dam inventor.
Funniest named president? Herbert Hoover. It's tough to say three times in a row.
That's a good one. Funniest named president?
Herbert Hoover.
Huh.
Millard Fillmore?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I don't know if it's hilarious, but yeah, it's pretty funny, I guess.
Now, notice that Gordo was avoiding talking about J. Edgar Hoover, who was a famous cross-dresser. Is that one cross-dresser protecting another cross-dresser?
Probably. Yeah, because that's how Gordo sees him, and that's how he sees himself. That's how he identifies himself.
It's like an edict they throw down at the meetings and conferences. You have to have each other's back.
How about that's Grover right. Cleveland?
Yeah, after Sesame Street came out, I guess that made that name funnier.
Mm-hmm. That's not as funny as Millard Fillmore. I think Millard Fillmore is the funniest.
Over Herbert Hoover. Okay. All right, candidate number three was just given as a gift to us this morning because we were talking about the table tennis challenge between one Mike Soroy and Rick Carlisle, the head coach of the Mavericks. And so we started talking about, okay, who are the top-ranked table tennis players. Junior was quick to find a list and made this mistake when talking about Asian table tennis players.
Do you want to hear the current world table tennis rankings, the top 10?
Soroy on it.
No, number one is Zhu Zhenqin.
Legend.
Number two is Ma Longqin.
Brothers.
Number three is Fan Zhendong.
That's my guy.
I'm sorry, it's not Chin. That's the country, China.
So
number one.
Oh my.
I was thinking after the third one, I thought, man, they've all got the same last name.
Man, that is an assumption on your part.
So here's how
that
it
all
was,
the Asians would be named Chin, sir.
Here's how it was listed. Like, number one, Zhu Zhen. So X-U, Z-I-N. And then in all caps, C-H-N. And so I thought they were capitalizing the last name. Because you'll see that sometimes on
right.
the stat sheet.
Yeah.
And so I thought, okay, that's weird. It's kind of missing a vowel, but I guess his last name is Chin. And then the second one, his last name was also Chin, and I just figured it was like Smith over there.
The first family of table tennis.
Right. And then when the third one, when I saw Chin, then I realized that was China.
No disrespect.
No.
Right.
No disrespect whatsoever. All right, let's hear that one more time.
Do you want to hear the current world table tennis rankings, the top 10?
Soroy on it.
No, number one is Zhu Zhenqin.
Legend.
Number two is Ma Longqin.
Brothers.
Number three is Fan Zhendong.
That's my guy.
I'm sorry, it's not Chin. That's the country, China. So number one.
Oh my.
I was thinking after the third one, I thought, man, they've all got the same last name.
You hadn't really heard of any of those guys, had you? Have you been studying this enough, Soroy, that you know names
no
of top five?
No, I don't
dudes?
Know their names by sound, but I've definitely watched their YouTube vids and
really?
Gotten pumped up. Absolutely. Many in slow-mo.
Okay.
I'll be ready.
And again, P1s, get ready for the ticket stock challenge of Rick Carlisle against Mike Soroy.
7-0's a skunk.
And a charity battle. All right, so those are your three candidates. A bad radio fight, a Gordo misspeak, or Junior's list of top three table tennis players from Asia. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who you vote for?
Actually, the number one was Wee Too Low.
Thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket on AM and FM.
Good morning, Guten Tag, Muses. This is Smunky, the president of the Association of German Rabbit Breeders. I never listen to bad radio.
Yeah, we did that crazy rabbit story from Germany, but sorry, that's not a candidate. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
He never listens to bad radio.
Oh, he doesn't listen to bad radio. Oh, okay, didn't catch that.
Hey there, Millerman. This reporter for the first choose make chooses the Herbert Hoover.
Okay, not bad. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Bob. Happy birthday, boys. It's been fun watching Bob Sturm's ego grow in years like you guys' show has, and Westbound and Down. See ya.
Okay, see ya. I don't know about that, but Bob. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
It's Herbie Hancock and Gordo Rules.
Okay.
Is that a Gordo vote, I guess?
Yes, he said Gordo Rules.
And Herbie.
Yeah. Hello, you are on the ticket.
I have nothing left to say about Green Bay. Danny and Alita Mayfield.
Hey, Casey.
Anyone get that?
Was that a caller to the Sheboygan Brothers? Is that what that was supposed to be?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Undervote.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the ticket voting in the emergency break of the week.
I'd like to vote for Tom Brady's two balls, Dogaloose and the Puddin'.
Who is that that knows that information? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, yeah, this is John from Grapevine, JD's boy. If I cast a responsible vote for Craig Slant on table tennis.
Easy.
Easy there.
Easy.
No disrespect.
And if JD had a son, there's no way he would have an accent like that.
Right.
He would have a little more thick Texas accent. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
You don't know the chin, round eye.
Stop it.
All right. Hello. You're on the e-break voting.
Bob's a badass, Bob's a badass, Bob's a badass, Bob's a badass.
Bob's a badass, yeah.
That's Pharrell.
Pharrell drop, yeah. Hello, you are on the ticket.
I'm on FM radio.
Yep.
I'd like to vote for the only other man in the Metroplex who tugged while watching the assassination of Lee Harvey Oswald, one Gordon Key.
Wow. Hello.
Only other?
You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, the Asian people from China.
How old are you?
You're not old enough to vote.
Huh? All right, he's gone.
No disrespect.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm a chicka-pow, chicka-pow-pow.
That's Corby doing.
Or is that sounded like the chicken thing.
I think that's a junior vote.
That's a junior vote.
Well, then, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a win.
His Woo! Take on a Corby drop.
Man, first time in a long time. And we all like that. The junior has won the e-break.
Do you want to hear the current world table tennis rankings, the top 10?
Saroy on it.
No, number one is Zhu Zhenchen.
Legend.
Number two is Ma Longchen.
Brothers.
Number three is Fan Zhendong.
That's my guy.
I'm sorry, it's not Chen. That's the country, China. So number one.
Oh my.
I was thinking after the third one, I thought, man, they've all got the same last name.
You don't have the standings in there, do you? Fernando didn't leave those.
I do. That is Junior's first victory of the year. 3 up on Corby Davidson, 10 behind Michael Reiner.
Okay.
Where am I all time? Reiner's not number one, is he?
Fifth all time. No, Norm's currently leading the pack at 73.
Okay.
You're in fifth at 42.
You know, I have two other observations about our candidates today. Mm-hmm. I am with Bob in that it has always amazed me that NFL champions pre the Super Bowl don't get any credit.
Didn't exist.
I do not understand that. That makes no sense to me.
I know.
We just basically renamed our championship game,
right.
You know, and we
expanded the league.
Took in the AFL, and so
it was a reboot.
It was a reboot, but that doesn't mean that all those teams previous didn't win a championship. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Why we only count Super Bowl wins. And number two, did we overlook this name? In 100 years on the ticket, will they be talking about the funniest presidential names of all time? Will they bring up Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Will they say that's funnier than Herbert Hoover or Millard
Barack
Fillmore?
Barack Hussein Obama.